Welcome, everyone, to The Pause Button, episode one.
Take three of episode one.
Episode one, take three. You'll never hear the other ones. They were pretty terrible. I'm Alabaster, your Laces. Main host.
Okay, well.
It's my home, and I'm the main host. And here's okay. My friend.
I'm Laces. I'm just the friend.
Okay, no, the other main host.
Yeah.
That's good. Pause Button is a furry gaming podcast, mm-hmm. And for our first episode, instead of having any sort of topic or anything, we're going to actually introduce ourselves, introduce the podcast, all that kind of stuff.
Introduce, like, what we're going to do during this podcast, what we're planning on maybe trying to do.
Yep.
I think I should speak a little bit louder.
Yeah, I thought so, too.
Or maybe I should... Yeah, this is better.
Okay, let's introduce us. So I'm Alabaster. I'm just gonna go on, okay? My favorite genre, I actually don't have one, but speaking about gaming, you know, I'll pretty much play anything that is like critically acclaimed. I think I can enjoy. I'm not so into sports games, but then again, neither are you.
No.
Strategy games, you know, I'm a fan of strategy games. You ever play Valkyria Chronicles?
Nope, but I'm assuming it's a strategy game, and I'm not
really very Japanese. For those. It's very Japanese. That was an awesome game. Adventure games, this and that. Everything except for mobile games, I think, would be games that I play.
And I'm into the mobile games because I have an iPhone and all.
Yeah, I never hear you talk about that.
I do sometimes, I think. Probably.
Okay.
Yes. Talked about Sword and Sorcery.
That's a mobile game?
That's a mobile game. And then it went to PC.
All right, well, tell me about your favorite games. Favorite type of games.
Okay, because favorite games, I just hands down say The Last of Us.
Really?
Yeah.
It's only been out a month.
I don't care. Hands down, best game.
I don't know. I need more time to decide something like that. But I got a couple games that I'm very fond of. I'll say it after. But
okay.
Go ahead.
Well, yeah, I like adventure games, action games, FPSs.
First person shooters are good too. Big. Yeah, they could be good games. You know, there's a couple good ones out there.
I like Spec Ops.
The game?
Spec Ops, the game. Yeah, Spec Ops: The Line.
Are we talking about like
favorite... the one that was free on PS Plus?
Yeah, I know. I mean, are we talking about like favorite games now?
Oh no, I'm just talking about like that's a good FPS.
Okay.
I don't know, indie games I like a lot.
Oh yeah, those are cool too. Alright, so there you get a sense of what we like.
Yep.
Let's talk about our history. Laces, go ahead.
Oh no, okay, well we met in,
Our history?
I'll make it short.
Of like how we got into gaming and stuff.
Oh, okay,
Even how we got into furry, which we actually have to tell what our species are.
Yes.
We forgot to do that.
We forgot that the first time, and we also forgot it now, but at least it's only like 5 minutes in.
Yeah, not 40. Alabaster is a deer.
And Lace is a blue-violet bunny.
Blue-violet now.
Blue-violet. It's been blue-violet. I just tried to go white for a bit, but then I was like, no.
I thought you were like purple, and then...
Hey, it's blue-violet, because blue-violet's better than purple.
I think it's purple, awesome but purple. It just sounds cooler.
It's bluish purple.
Our history, you and I, let's talk about that. That's perfect.
Yeah, well, first, just quickly, we met in French class at CJEP.
That's right.
And then found out we were furries because you knew my boyfriend without actually knowing.
Shall I tell the story?
Okay, sure.
Okay, well, I met you in French class, that's right. I saw your bag. Did I ever tell you this?
I saw stuff on my bag.
It's a little doodle of like this little fox on your bag or something, or probably a bunny or something.
Stuff that I drew.
Okay, I saw this and I was like, in my head, I was like, he's a furry. Totally. and then like the other part of my brain came in and was like, what an idiot. Like, not everyone's a furry, okay? Get over it. And I was like, okay, whatever. And then, you know, a couple months later, near the end of this class, I hear you talking to someone and you're like, oh, my boyfriend's working on this movie, this and that. And, you know, this creates a spark in my head. And I'm like, wait a second. I listen closer. I'm totally eavesdropping on your conversation. And I hear you saying the name of the movie and stuff. And I'm like, oh, my God. Like, I know this guy. He's a furry. This is your boyfriend.
He's freaking out.
Yeah. And then later after that, I texted you and I was like, hey, I heard you about your, you know, friend, like in this movie and stuff. And I was just like, are you a furry? And that's it, right?
Yep, That's
pretty much it.
Now, what if I had said no?
That's it. Never would have spoken to you again. I just had no reason to talk to you.
And then, yeah.
Our history. So that's it. That's pretty much it.
Yeah.
What I actually meant was our history in gaming. What got you into gaming real quick?
Yeah, gotten that afterwards.
Okay, okay.
Beforehand, I was like, okay, well.
First consoles.
First consoles. Well, I had a Game Boy Color. Actually, I had 5 Game Boy Colors. And
that's funny. Our house had 3.
Well, I mean, by 5, I mean not at the same time.
Oh, okay, okay.
None of them were at the same time as the other.
Wow. They're the Xbox of the day, weren't they?
I lost them. Oh, they didn't break. I lost them. Yeah, and my parents kept buying me new ones.
That tends to happen.
And then they just refused to buy me anything else.
They're like, if you want another Game Boy, you're not getting lunch tonight.
Lunch for the next
month and a half. Yeah, whatever, okay.
But yeah, so then I got an NES, and then I played some Super Mario Brothers and Duck Hunt, obviously. Okay. Which I freaking love Duck Hunt. Okay. Hate that dog that laughs at you. Oh, you missed the ducks. Fuck you. Then my friend always used to come over, and we used to play, what was that game? Cobra?
I have no idea what that is.
Okay, well, hey, it's this awesome game where you're 2 players, and you're just shooting stuff on a platformer.
Sounds awesome.
Side-scroller.
Did he have any NES as well? Did he, bring his controller over or something?
Yeah, he brought his controller over, awesome. And we input the cheat, because you can't play that game without a cheat.
Yeah, one of those, eh?
It's or like 99 lives cheat.
When I was a kid, I was the weird kid who had a Sega Genesis. Like, I go over to other people's house, and I'm like, what's this Mario? What's this Luigi? I got Sonic, and I got the...
I have nothing against Sega Genesis, but I never had it.
Oh, you never had it, and you would love it if you did.
Probably.
Sega Genesis was awesome. And that's actually where I got my start. My very small start in gaming. It was just playing, like, Sonic and Batman and... that baseball game that I had. I was really bad at that.
I was playing that Punch-Out game.
Oh, yeah?
Which was hard as hell.
But then soon after that, I got the N64. We ditched Sega. We're like, screw that. I'm getting the Nintendo 64. And that's where it really began, I think. I had this game called Jet Force Gemini. You ever heard of that?
Nope.
Wonderful game. It was made by Rare, I think. And I had the guide for it. And it was like this sprawling, like, you know, 20 plus hours game, which was like huge, you know, for you as a kid.
Yeah.
And like, I completed it 100%. I went, it's sort of like Metroid where you could like go back through the levels.
Well, I'm not surprised you completed it 100%.
Yeah, more on that later.
He likes to platinum everything.
Well, not everything. Most. Within reason.
90% of the games he plays.
Yeah, so the N64... That when, like, you know, Mario 64 and stuff, that's where I totally got into gaming. Mm. But it basically, I think it's just been like a giant ramp up for me, actually, if I think about it, you know? Genesis a bit, Nintendo more, PS2, I got some bigger games, Final Fantasy X and stuff.
Yeah.
And now it's just like, now I have no hope. I'm just,
well, if you want to know where I started gamer gaming, like, started actually liking game, it was at the Game Boy Color. Like, it was the first game I had, which was the Pokemon games.
Oh, yeah, Pokemon.
Which
too.
I screamed whenever, like, Brock defeated me, the first gym and stuff. I remember that, and that's all I remember. I remember loving the Pikachu that just followed me around everywhere.
I remember in Pokemon, like, every couple months, losing interest and starting a new game. That's just what I did all the time. I was just like, you know, I'm tired of fighting these level 30-somethings. It takes so long to level up. Like, screw this. I'm going back. Then you go back and level up every single battle. It's beautiful. You get to, well, you pick, like, you know, Venusaur instead of whatever it was. Charmander. Bulbasaur. I mean,
Bulbasaur, Venusaur, Charmander, and Squirtle.
Of course. Yep.
Then there was another game that got me into it a lot was Castlevania.
Oh, yeah?
That was hard as hell, but it was such a good game.
Yet you've never played Symphony of the Night.
Nope.
Oh man, you gotta play that. So good.
I'll try. But then I got a PS2.
Okay.
Straight from NES to PS2. That was a big leap.
Yeah, that's true.
And the only game I've had for that freaking console for almost a year was ATV. That ATV off-road.
I mean, I've never played it. That just sounds sad.
Something or other. The free game that came with my PS2.
Oh, man.
It was horrible. And the worst part is that I would always ask my parents, because I was just starting off at this game, and I was like, okay, my parents could join in, because since I'm able to do it and I just started off, they could probably join in too.
Okay.
And then they refused, and now they're just way light years behind me.
Why? Were they like into gaming with you too?
No.
Oh, okay.
They never were interested.
Is that where they stopped?
Sad that they...
I thought you were going to say, like, they tried to play, and they were just like, I can't do it.
Oh, and I then forced like... my mom to play once, and then she couldn't. She was like, how do you go?
Yeah.
Press X.
And that's when you were like, I have the gift of playing video games. I must cherish this. Use it as much as I can. I once played my mom in WWF No Mercy or something like that.
Okay.
And she used The Rock, because The Rock was really cool back then. And all she did was spam punch over and over again. Just punch. I'm trying to do grapples, and I'm trying to jump off the like the clothesline and stuff. And like, she destroyed me. She kicked my ass just punching the whole time. And she's just sitting there laughing her ass off at me. Like, I'm this poor kid. I was about to cry. My mom beat my ass in No Mercy.
Wow.
That's a good story. Okay, let's move on to the next part.
Well, just quickly, then we got PS3s.
Oh, then we got PS3s, yeah.
And PC, for me.
Whatnot.
And Nintendo 3DS. And a PS Vita for me and you.
Yeah, well, that's not history, right? That's the present.
It's still
and you're going to hear all about that.
On some level.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Let's talk about how the structure of the show is going to go, okay?
Yeah.
First of all, let's address what makes us a furry gaming podcast. And that's a good question.
We're furries. That's it.
Yeah, yeah. That's what I was gonna say. That's the first thing. I mean, you know.
Yeah.
That. I think we're gonna try and have a segment every week, because we'll be weekly uploading.
Yeah.
Every week where we try to highlight.
Well, weekly or bi-weekly, depending.
Or that, depending.
Because life gets in the way sometimes.
Yeah. Well, let's try not to go like, you know, 10 months without uploading.
No, just 2 weeks max.
Okay. Yeah, we're going to try and have a segment where we highlight a furry game. And it doesn't have to be like a big game or something that's even out yet. But I've just seen countless Kickstarters and projects, small stuff like that.
Yeah.
Maybe once in a while, you know, throw in a Mario Tanuki suit or something like that. That's hardly a furry game. But, you know, just that kind of stuff.
Peter will go crazy on us.
Yeah, yeah. Other things about the show. Here's how it's going to start. You know, we're going to talk about what we've played. We'll do that right after.
Yep.
We're going to have a topic every single week. Okay? Why don't you tell us about that?
Well, next week we might start with the topic that we tried to do last week and failed horribly because it was our episode fail.
Yeah, yeah.
And that was health.
You think we're going to do health again?
No. No, would you think?
Yeah. Let's do health like a year from now.
Okay,
when it's totally fresh.
Okay, so energy bars and stuff.
That,
energy, stamina, and magic.
Or I really like this other idea I had, where like it's just like a question, and it's like, what difficulty do you play on? I think that's a cool. I guess we could talk about that as a topic for a while.
Would that be a big enough topic though?
For one segment of the show, I'm sure. Yeah.
Okay, then sure. Difficulty next week.
Yeah, and you guys, if anyone's out there listening, I urge you, if you're listening, you know you're one of the few, so please contact us, send us, and this is actually going to be our episode next week. What difficult? Oh, God. Something just flew into my throat.
Fantastic.
Yeah, great timing for that to happen. What difficulty do you play games on? And I don't know, what do you have to say about that? Or what...
Maybe suggestions for new topics.
Yeah, something better than that. But what we intend to do is highlight something that pertains to the games themselves instead of the games industry. Or try not to do, like, you know, let's just cover news and talk about it and stuff.
Well, we could cover, like, news for, like, maybe 5 minutes, not even.
If it's big enough, yeah, yeah.
Like, example, Xbox did a 180. It's the Xbox 180.
Yeah, that would have been great if it was 2 weeks ago.
Yeah. A month ago.
Yeah, maybe.
No, not that long ago.
No. And if you do want to send us your ideas, your thoughts, your anything.
Oh, yeah, we have an
actual email.
Yeah.
We made it today. It's amazing.
Which, in the fake episode, we were like, yeah, go to this email. And then we realized, wait, we didn't make one.
Yeah, and then we tried to make it, and it was already taken by some kid.
So, wasn't our email... Now I completely forgot.
Our email is pausebuttoncast...
@gmail.com. Yeah.
There you have it. Don't forget it. And you know, if you're one of the few listening, send us something. You could be pretty much guaranteed that we'll listen and read it. We'll read your email.
Not pretty much guaranteed. Just guaranteed and just guaranteed.
If it's really, really bad, okay, and it's our only email, I might not read it.
I'll still read it.
Okay, okay.
And maybe we'll be like, thanks for the suggestion, but
please don't ever email us ever again.
Oh, God. That would be so mean.
Yeah, well. Yeah, to our only listener.
Hey, dude, we know you like us, but go die.
Yeah, yeah.
That would be horrible. At some point,
you know, I'd like to have a song at the end of our episode.
Yeah, at some point in time.
We don't even have a song at the beginning of our episode right now because we got nothing.
We don't understand.
Yeah, we don't know what to do. So whatever, we'll have that at some point. And lastly, actually, I think that's pretty much it. That's the structure of our show. We start off, we talk about what we've played, we go into the topic of the week, read some emails maybe, highlight a furry game, move on. There you have it. So let's do that. What have we been playing the past couple of weeks? Or the past week, specifically?
Well, specifically, I finished Remember Me.
Tell me about Remember Me.
Remember Me was pretty good. I heard it had a great... No!
Yeah, I heard bad things. Come on, I'm just being a devil's advocate. Go ahead.
It was. It had a great story. Fantastic story.
Okay.
The gameplay needed improvement, but it was an interesting idea, and it was, well... Like, it was fun. Anyways.
Now, from what I saw, it was like a little beat-em-up-y, you know?
Yeah.
You just run in there, you just mash square and punch everyone to death.
But
that's what seemed, like, not fun about it.
That wasn't really the... Because most of the gameplay is platforming and stuff.
Oh, okay.
And figuring out certain ways to get to certain areas and how to defeat the enemy. Okay. Because there is a certain combo... There's 4 different combos you can get.
Okay.
And with each combo, you can add special moves into them, special punches or special kicks that either give you health, lower the cooldown rate of your abilities, or that do extra damage. And you can mix these combos in there to kind of suit your playing style.
This is melting my brain. But okay, I get it. It's more complex than I thought it was.
Yeah, and well,
okay.
The cool thing about it is that you don't have to think about it that much because you start off with barely any of these special abilities.
That's good.
And barely any combos.
I don't like it when a game throws you in and it's like you have a whole bunch of different mechanics and systems to know right away.
Well, it's fun because they give you one at a time and you just add it in. To, like, you're like, oh, I like this in this one spot better. Okay. And then that's it. And you give it 1 second notice. Oh, yeah,
like you make your own combos or something.
Yeah.
Cool. You know what I've been playing recently?
What?
A little game called No Escape, Virtue's Last Reward. It sounds like shit. I know. I got it for free from PlayStation Plus. As you know, it's on the Vita. It's awesome.
Is that a text game?
Yeah, it's what they call a visual novel, I think. And not very many of those actually come out of Japan, apparently. I mean, that's, you know, one of the few that I've seen like that.
You have to tell me about it again.
Okay.
And then I have to download it, because I want to try that.
You'll probably hate it, because I like it.
No.
So basically a whole bunch of people are trapped in, like, this, you know, weird game. And from a gameplay standpoint, it's one of those like escape the room games.
Okay.
You ever played those on computer a while ago? Yeah,
I like those.
Yeah, except it's really smart. Like, it, you know, use your brain to get out of there. It's awesome. It's not just like, oh, I gotta click on every single square inch of this, you know, area until like I find the little nook where the key is.
Yeah.
It's not that. It's like, I gotta take these clues, put them together, and come to conclusions, figure out my way out of here. It's very smart. But the most amazing thing is this thing called the flow diagram in it. The flow tree. I don't forget it. Basically, it's like there are choices that you can make in the game.
Yeah.
I think this is fascinating. There are choices that you can make in the game. And every time you make a choice, like, you know, you branch off somewhere. And so you could look at like the storyline of the game, and it's like this upside down tree, right? It just branches out everywhere.
Yeah.
However, whenever you want, you can skip to another part of the tree. Like, you could skip back to that decision, and you're like, okay, I'm going to go through the green door this time. And you could just jump back like that. You could just see your map of what you've completed.
That's actually super cool.
Yeah.
It's like a choose your own adventure book.
Mm-hmm. But it's especially cool considering, like, there are some timelines where you go down, and then you reach, like, a dead end where you're like, I have to get through this password, but I don't know the password. And then it's like, to be continued. And then you have to go back through the tree and then somehow find the password in another timeline. And your character sort of remembers things from the different timelines. So wow. It's like, I've never seen anything like that before. And yeah, your character doesn't seem to know how he remembers these things. Like, you know, someone asks him something and he says the answer. And they're like, how'd you know that? And he's like, I don't know. The words just came out of my mouth. Okay. but it's very cool, and there's a lot of hours to that game. A lot of talking.
I'm gonna try it.
Anything
sounds
else?
Interesting to me.
Yeah, yeah. Anything else you've been playing?
Well, I finished
Last of Us.
Rebellion? No, that's not the word.
What?
How did I just forget the name of that game?
What?
Whoa.
What game are you talking about?
The game you lent me.
Oh, Resistance.
Resistance. Resistance. Not Rebellion. 3. What am I saying?
Of course.
Resistance
of course.
3.
How'd you like that?
That was okay. It was just... Oh. Well, it was good. The story was great. It's just some parts about the gameplay annoyed me. The battles were pretty nice. Like, the way you're so confused because there's blasts going everywhere.
I liked the health that they had in that game. I thought it made a big difference.
Yep. I also died.
Your health doesn't come back.
Super much amount of times.
Yeah, yeah. I platinumed that game.
I saw.
I'm so proud of that. That was a hard one. Beating on a superhuman was not easy.
Oh, I can imagine. And I mean, the only thing that annoyed me were the glitches here and there, like preventing me from going forward because the guy thought there were still enemies.
Yeah, you're a glitch magnet.
That's why I'm a... There we go.
Another segment we forgot.
Well, what... it's fine.
That's okay, okay.
So I'm a QA tester. And this is why...
A video game tester.
Yeah. Mean. Well, that's QA. Quality Assurance Tester.
Spell it out for the...
Quality Assurance Tester.
For me.
But yeah, so that's where it comes into handy to be a glitch magnet.
Okay. You might be a video game tester, but I'm a grocery store bagger. And
just
and
the
I
way
think
you said
I have,
that.
I think I have the more expertise in video games in regards to this podcast. Moving on. Have we talked about everything that we've played so far?
Did we?
I think we did. Well, I've been playing a bit of Last of Us online.
Oh, yeah, with me.
Yep.
Once. And
I'm having
more
fun
tomorrow,
with it.
Maybe.
I'm having fun with it, but like I'm just not an online person. I don't see myself playing it very much.
I don't know, but one versus one is fun.
Yep.
Especially when you're like smack talking each other, and I'm saying I can't find you
when
as
you got,
you're in your
yeah,
you're
and then I just
scope.
See a bullet whiz past my head. Son of
I'm
a
so
bitch.
Bad at aiming, though. That's the worst part. I just because you just moved the exact right time, and then it whizzed right past your back. I'm like, oh.
That was a dick
How did
move.
I miss that?
You're like, where are you? Where are you? So I'm like, okay, I can calm down. And then,
and then you're like, oh, I'm going to find you. And I'm like, are you?
What, were you like probably right behind me when you said that?
The funniest part, I'm watching you run around in circles like, where is he? And I'm going to find you.
Camping the whole time.
No. I moved around a lot too.
All right. Yeah, that's it. I've been playing that online. Very fun, actually. When you get it going well and you're communicating with a friend,
yeah,
it's amazing. Like the stuff that you can do, you know? You're like, oh man, there's a guy on our left. And then your friend's like, oh shit, I didn't know that. And then, you know, they kill them.
Yeah.
I've got so many of those. I wish you could actually get points in game for verbally for telling your friend.
Communicating.
Like right there. Because that happens so many times. And then like
teamwork, I end up with no 10 kills. Points.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Now we move on to the topic, of which there is none. I got a good topic. Well, how about the giant pain in the ass we've had trying to upload this fucking episode?
Oh, okay. That could work.
Fuck. So, we got to upload it to WordPress. We're going to have a WordPress blog, guys.
Yep.
And
I'm going to sneeze.
Oh, it's going to be loud. Go for it. Just turn away from the mic.
I don't know when, though.
You know,
no, wait,
you
it's
else?
Gone.
Close your fingers on your nose ridge like that.
But I have glasses.
It doesn't matter. Just put your glasses down then. It doesn't make you sneeze. It makes you not sneeze.
No, I know. It's gone now anyways.
Or no, I do. Anyways. Yeah, we have a website. It is pausebuttoncast@wordpress.com. Is that right?
No. Dot wordpress.com.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Dot wordpress.com.
Pausebuttoncast.wordpress.com.
Mm-hmm.
At com.
Dot com. Okay. There's no at. There's no at in there.
And then we got to put that through Feedburner. And then, guys, we're eventually going to be on iTunes.
Oh, yeah.
And that is the goal.
Yes, because that's where everything happens.
No. Who cares about iTunes, really, nowadays?
That's where podcasts happen.
Yeah, I guess.
Like, that is where they happen. There's nowhere else where they happen.
That's it. Maybe we'll get some listeners there. Maybe we'll get some listeners who aren't even furries.
Oh, that's another... Yes, that. And we're also going to post it on FA on our appropriate sites.
Probably not for Affinity. Hey, let's pimp those, eh?
Yeah. Because, okay. I mean, we're not going to post the full episode there. We're going to post, like, a clip of it, like, maybe the first part. And then say, like, tune in next time. Or go to blah, blah, blah site and this and that to listen to our podcast.
Find clips of this very episode on for Affinity if you want to listen to them again.
What's, okay.
But cut off from the rest of the episode.
Okay. Maybe we could do highlights.
Are there any highlights, though?
There's no highlights, but we can try.
Okay. let's cut this out. This is perfect.
Yes.
Okay, let's pimp our FAs. Our for affinities, as they say.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so you'll be seeing this on FA.
Yeah. What's your name on for affinity?
Laces.
That's
with
it?
An S.
Okay. So
Laces.
All right, and I'm Alabaster, sorry, I cut you off.
It's fine.
Although I should probably spell out.
It's essentially just Laces is you, like my name of my character is with a Z.
Yeah.
But my username on FA is an S.
If you're Canadian, and we forgot to introduce that, we're recording in Montreal, Canada.
Yep. But what
I think
have
we got everything now?
We got everything now. But I mean, it's the first episode. We're gonna fail. So
it's okay. It's okay.
No matter how much we try.
If you're from Canada, shouldn't you say Zed? I've heard that before.
I've heard that, but I don't know.
I don't like it.
I don't like saying Zed. It doesn't sound right to me.
I'll just stick with a boot. I like a boat. Anyways, Alabaster. Is like the word alabaster, but it's T-R-E at the end, not T-E-R.
Yep. Because that's Canadian, actually. Because
that's Canadian.
That's Canadian and British and so on and so forth.
That's my explanation. But then I explained this to someone, and then he's like, okay, that makes sense, but why isn't your character white? And I was like, oh shit, alabaster, that means white. Did you
Does
know
it?
That? Yeah.
I didn't know that.
I sort of did know that, but it didn't ever occur to me. I just thought it was a cool sounding name.
Well, whatever. You're white and you're brown.
I'm a white person.
Yeah. Okay. So
as a person, I'm pretty darn white.
There we go.
Okay. That's our topic. Oh, shit. Now we have to highlight our furry game, which we didn't look up.
So...
Hey, let's just think of one.
Let's just say...
I see you looking over at my games, looking for something furry there. You know what used to be up there?
I have one, but I don't want to say it because it's such a good subject, and I don't want to, like...
Okay, he's whispering it to me, but I'm not hearing a word. Whisper a little louder.
It's three letters, the first name.
I have no idea what you're saying. Ratchet? Ratchet and Clank? Is that what you mean to say?
No.
How about we go with Ratchet and Clank?
Okay, sure. That.
So
Ratchet and Clank is cool.
I actually don't know how we're going to tackle this. I could say what I've played in Ratchet and Clank. Yeah. Have you played any of them?
Well, we could say what we like about it as well.
I like Ratchet.
Ratchet's cute.
Actually, I remember when I first played the first one on PS3, I was like, oh my god, this is Pixar on PS3. Like, you could see the little hairs on his ears. It was, you know, it was uncalled for.
Really?
I'd never heard of that before. Yeah. I thought that was really neat. And he's actually, like, quite a bit uglier in the old games. If you go back and look at them now.
But he's, I mean, he's really super cool. Cute now.
Yeah, yep.
Cute and cool and... awesome.
And Clank is not a furry, per se, but Clank, he is anthropomorphic. Oh, is he?
Yeah, he's a robot. He's just a robot.
Yeah, actually, he's just, you know, a what?
Metal thing.
Do robots count as anthros?
No.
No, because... No.
Anthropomorphic involves animals with human characteristics.
No. No, it's, is it it's more? Anything with
anything human with human characteristics?
Yeah, like if you turned a door into a human...
My fursona is a door.
<It's> a door.
With eyeballs.
You know, I saw this joke once, and it was like this guy saying that like his fursona is a car. And he was totally joking. But in reality, I think that there are some
people... Tug my handle, you'll get wet.
There are some people who actually like did identify with this guy, and he was just kidding. So I wonder. I think Clank... is not anthropomorphic.
Well, but we're talking about furries more.
Yeah, okay.
So.
Okay.
Just there.
Ratchet. And then, you know, a whole bunch of his friends and stuff are also, like, Lombaxes. That's what he is.
He's yeah.
Lombax. So the ones that I played were the ones on PS3. All of them on PS3, actually.
I played one on PS3.
Which one? Okay. Future Tools of Destruction. A Crack in Time. That's all I remember.
It was A Crack in Time.
Okay. I think those were the
I
two...
I have the four for
I,
one
or I
all
platinumed. For one. I platinumed The Crack in Time.
Of course you did.
And I think Future Tools of Destruction. No, that game didn't have trophies when it came out. I don't think.
Okay.
Just a little fun fact for you guys.
Well, there's a PS Plus free Ratchet & Clank all for one or something.
Oh,
like that, or
yeah.
Four for all.
All for one.
I don't even
it's
know.
A different kind, and they have been experimenting, but people don't seem to like them as much. I actually haven't even played that one.
Okay.
Let's do a little more introduction, because there's one last thing we forgot to mention.
Uh-oh.
And that is the platforms that we play on nowadays.
Oh.
Platforms that we play on, guys.
Well.
Me? I got PS3 is my number one.
Yep.
I mean... number one thing that I play. I'm not saying it's the best ever.
Moving.
But it might be. Number two, Vita. My PlayStation Vita is my second console. And then number three
is nothing.
Way at the bottom. No, PC. I played a couple games on PC. I liked Minecraft.
Oh, okay.
A lot, actually.
You, Minecraft's yourself? Fantastic. So my number one is probably PC. Especially for first-person shooters and stuff.
Okay.
My number two is PS3.
Okay.
My number three is PS Vita. My number four is Nintendo DS. Well, the 3DS.
You have a 5?
But then it... Do I have a 5?
And then every once in a while I crack out the old NES.
No, I don't have a 5.
I wish I had my old Genesis.
But on the other hand... Oh, wait. Number 5 would be my Wii.
How about your phone?
That would be
number 6?
6, I guess.
Your phone comes after your Wii?
No, that would be number five. My Wii comes six. Because my Wii I use for Super Smash wherever I can.
Yeah.
And
that's the typical story, right?
Of
Wii owners.
Then I have I have to continue Twilight Princess because I haven't finished that. I have to continue
you're late on that one.
Skyward Sword because I haven't finished that.
Wow.
I have to play those.
Yep. If I had a Wii, I'd definitely get that. And Metroid Prime, because that game was amazing. The ones on GameCube. And I never even had a GameCube. I just played them at my friend's house.
You can get a game.
Super into those games.
And that was a yawn.
They had a sequel on the Wii.
You can get one. You can get a GameCube for like $20.
I don't like the GameCube though. The best thing about the GameCube is when you could plug in all the controllers and then you make them hold like one of the triggers, and then once it does that little intro with the cube rolling around, it does like Donkey Kong sounds.
Really?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
It was like the coolest Easter egg ever when you were a kid. Like, guys, check it out! I'll hold their buttons, and then it's like squeak, 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 or whatever it did.
Yeah, but regarding the Nintendo, the 3DS is probably going to shoot up above the PS Vita soon.
What? It's way above already. Oh, you mean for you?
For me, my 3DS is going to replace the Vita in third place.
Is it all due to Animal Crossing?
No, I don't really care for that, actually. Okay. But because it seems more like a Sims game, and I don't really like Sims that much.
Okay. Yeah, but why is it going to overtake it?
Because
it's just
the next Smash is going to come out. Whoa. And on top of that, A Link to the Past 2, which I think is called A Link Between Worlds.
Yes, but
is going to be coming out as well.
But the PS Vita has PlayStation All-Stars Battle Royale.
Oh, that's horrible. I'm sorry. That's compared to Smash.
I was kidding, but it's not horrible.
No, I said compared to Smash. Compared to Smash, it's horrible.
Yeah, I guess. Smash Bros. Is like a legend.
Oh, yeah. I don't understand. It's so fun, and I don't understand why. Same thing with Mario Kart. I've been playing Mario Kart at work during my 15-minute breaks.
Okay.
With my coworker, which that's actually the cool thing about the Nintendo 3DS, is that if your friend doesn't have the game, some games will allow you to download a temporary copy onto that.
That's amazing.
3DS. So she doesn't have Mario Kart 7.
Okay.
But I can go into Mario Kart 7, start a local multiplayer room. She connects with her 3DS through Download Play or something, some app in the 3DS.
Okay.
And then she'll download a temporary copy of the game to play a few races with me, and it only takes 2 minutes to download.
I never knew you could do that. Do we have any more content for the show? Anything else we need to hit? Let's talk about this website that I found. Because I think that there is an audience for a furry gaming podcast. And I think that very audience is the same audience that is going on the website called Gaming Forever. Remember I told you about this?
Yep.
I found it recently. Actually, it was there on Fur Affinity. It had a banner. That's why.
Okay.
The only ad I've ever clicked in my life.
I've never touched the ads. No. They don't interest me.
Gaming Fur. F-U-R. Just spelling it out if you want to look it up. Forever. Basically, what they do is, it's just furries talking about gaming and stuff. It's like this, you know?
Yeah.
Maybe one day we'll collaborate with them. But, hey, I'm not even kidding. Don't laugh. But yeah, they don't even talk exclusively about furry games, you know? It's like what I was saying this. They talk about anything. Of course, they do give extra spotlight on furry
extra
games.
Notice.
And they actually have a section, which I find very interesting. I think it's called crowdsourcing or something. And it shows you a bunch of projects, furry-related gaming projects that are looking for funding through Kickstarter or Indiegogo or whatever other one exists.
Yeah.
And I think that's very interesting. And I'm definitely going to reach into that pool when I'm looking to highlight some furry games, because that seems like the easiest way to do it.
And send me the link so I can actually...
So you talk about it too?
Yep.
Yeah. I was about to talk about one, but I think we're going to hold on to that. for next time.
I think we should end it around here.
Yeah. Because 40 minutes, you think?
40 minutes, first episode, good.
Cool. You know what? At the end of this episode, I'm going to add in something that I've created. I remember that music thing that I uploaded?
Yeah.
That's going to be our closing music.
Okay, sure.
There you go. Some music thing that I created some months ago.
We don't know if it'll be this episode. We're not sure.
It'll be on this episode for sure.
Okay. Well then we are sure.
Yep. That's it. That's all.
That's all, folks. All
right, see you guys. Bye.
Bye.
Bonjour, everybody, and welcome to do do blue blue do do blue blue.
We should actually leave this in our freaking mind. We should leave this in.
This could be the stinger you added at the end. It's called a stinger. Okay, okay. I think we're ready.
Yep.
Okay.